It was in 2014 at the Little Brown Jug. I was there, Limelight Beach, winning the Little Brown Jug. Little did I realize then, until recently, nearly 5 years later, a Limeland connection to the winner of the Little Brown Jug. And it's great to have the brothers, the Wingfield brothers, all together on the Superior Credit Union Hotline. The Wingfield brothers from Kent, you know, of the Wright brothers, and doing the flying thing in Dayton. This is the Wingfield brothers, the harness racing standouts in Kenton. Gentlemen, how are you guys today?
Wonderful.
I'm
doing real good.
All right, we heard from all three. Let's begin with Bob. Bob, tell us how you guys got involved in racing in Kenton.
Well, Charlie's been in probably like years. He started training and buying horses way back when. And we were involved peripherally. But then in 2012, Charlie got a kidney, and while he's in the hospital recuperating from that, he had a chance to get a horse that was part of that was Pennsylvania bred. And he said he would buy part of it if Tom and myself would join in with him. So we bought part of it that was Storm the Beach. And then the next fall, when they were buying another horse again, they asked if we wanted to be able to buy with them, and we did. The partners we had was Storm the Beach, and we ended up buying Limelight Beach.
And, of course, the rest is history. Charlie, you've been in it the longest. You're talking about some 50 years. What got you into harness racing?
Well, my uncle had horses, and Dad kind of followed him around, and I went to the fairs, to the races, and Hilliard Raceway, and really enjoyed it. So shortly after high school, I bought in on the first one.
Then, of course, been buying in ever since. It took a transplant for you to get your brothers involved?
They were very lightly involved before. We had a couple together.
But the bottom line is, since 2012, and let's bring in Tom, who's the youngest. How much convincing did you need, Tom, to be a part of this syndicate, if you will?
Not too much. Like Charlie said, we were involved. We had a couple horses with Charlie prior, but they weren't the same caliber. When we bought in on Storm the Beach, it took a couple more dollars than what the others took, and so it was a little bit more of a commitment money-wise.
We had all.
It sure worked out good.
Yeah, it sure did. Sports Talk Mecosa, our Ohio Harness Horseman's Report. We're with the Wingfield brothers, Bob, Tom, and Charlie in Limelight Beach, 2014. And Bob, this is an incredible story because he was sold, right? I mean, there's another owner, and you guys stuck with him.
Yes, in after the Meadowlands Pace in 2014, a couple of the other owners were deciding that they wanted it selling when they still had some value, they thought. And Ron Burke from Pennsylvania, a trainer, bought in and with some of the other partners, but we said we wanted to stay, so they let us stay. So we still own part of Limelight Beach after that, and then he won the jug like 6 weeks later.
Yeah, and Tom, let's ask Charlie first,
yeah,
because he's been in the business the longest. Charlie, what was it like to have a horse that you were a part of that wins harness racing's most prestigious race?
It was amazing. I just couldn't believe I even had a horse in there, let alone to win it. That was our first horse in the jug.
And, of course, it worked out really well. Yeah, and then Tom and Bob, you were carried along for the ride, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a nice ride, too.
A real nice ride, and that ride's been continuing since. And we mentioned the jug, which is coming up in just over a month from now, and the possibility of having yet another horse working on a mystery. Bob, tell me about this horse.
We bought in with him basically the same partners we originally bought in with on Limelight Beach, and he had an injury last year, put his foot through a stall gate, and he didn't get a start until August, and then he finally started. He got five wins right off the bat and paced up on 149.3 miles Lexington. And he had a little issue with the Breeders' Crown and blood some, so he was wasn't competitive there. But then he came back this year and he's been really good. He's had a couple issues yet this year, but he should be strong, ready to go this weekend at Milstein Memorial in Cleveland.
Big race, $400,000 pace that'll be taking place Friday. You drew the five hole, and it is a Jug preview race. There's the best horses in the country there. Tom, you drew the number five position. Do you like that on a half-mile track?
On the half, it would be nice to be in a little closer, but I was just sure tickled it wasn't a seven or the eight, because that's just awful tough on a half. So I guess we're happy there, yes.
Going to be one of the favorites, I think the third choice there. And in Jay Wolf's top 10 horses ranking that are eligible for the 74th edition of the Little Brown Jug, he has you guys at number three with Captain Crunch number one and Shake That House number two. Charlie, I hate to make comparisons because Limelight Beach has already done it. Working on a Mystery hasn't. But do you see one horse better than the other?
Well, it's just the competition and the horse. It's different every week.
Absolutely. And you got to be at your best at the best time, which, of course, is the Little Brown Jug with the Milstein pace coming up on Friday at Northfield. And Charlie, you do everything. I mean, you just don't go to the big races. In fact, you're at Urbana tonight, right?
Yeah, we're going to Urbana and watch a two-year-old colt we have down there.
Well, I have a two-year-old. I have a two-year-old colt as well that'll be racing in race 17, Apple Hill. So if you stay around that long, you can give some nice tips to Tim Ignarski, the owner and trainer of Apple Hill. He'll be racing in race 17. And, Bob, you and I were talking off air. You don't have just one. You have six, I think, and all of them are getting national attention.
Well, not all of them, but there's a couple of Ohio-breds that aren't, but the others were. I mean, Limelight Beach is now retired as of June, I think sometime in June was his last race, and he's now living in Hardin County here, Charlie's place. And then we had a couple 4-year-olds. One of them won the Confederation Cup this year, done well. And then we had Dorsodura Hanover that was Dan Patch, 3-year-old Colton Gelding, Pacer of the Year. And he made over $1.2 million last year.
Pretty good. Tom, let's talk about, you know, your older brother, Charlie's been in this for 50 years. You know why he does it. But you and Bob, both of you explain, and Tom, you go first. Is it become a passion? Is it about the winning? Is it about the money? Is it about the horses? What drives you to stay in this business?
Well, you know, us three doing it together has been worth a lot to me. We travel to the races. You know, we have a good time together, and it's just the competitiveness in the races. And when you get a little taste of one that wins like that, and you always want a little bit more. So it's just been just fun. It's just a good time.
Bob?
Yes. Yes, exactly the same what Tom was saying, that, you know, being able to spend the time where we can go to these races. I don't know how many times last year we went to Mohican Pocono son out there to watch races, and that's about an 8-hour trip each way, and we sure get a lot of family time with that when we're going.
Well, not just the brothers, but I mean some of the family goes too?
Yes. A couple of wives do some of the time, and my son Brad and our niece Kimberly also own part of a couple of our horses we have too.
That's great.
So that, you know, all the horses we own, only a minor share of. But it sure is a lot of fun, no matter whether we own a lot, all of it or part of it.
Well, the bottom line is you're a part of harness racing. And, Charlie, you've been in it so long. I know that the purses are back up in Ohio thanks to the Racinos. But I wonder about the passion and the interest of the young people to get them involved and to keep them involved, not only in maybe owning horses, but certainly just going to the fairs and going to the racetracks to watch the races and bet on the races night after night.
That creates a problem. A lot of the young people don't follow them like older people did.
Tom, you're the youngest. What do you think the suggestion would be to help harness racing get more adapted to the younger people and help them and get more people at the tracks and more people to come watch racing at the fairs?
That is a very good question, and I wish I had the answers. And you read different articles all over that are trying to reach out to that. And I don't know what the answer is. You know, you got 20 minutes between each race, and I think the slow pace there. I just think there's other things, too many other things for young people to get, you know, an interest in. But I think there's some answers out there that some people with some knowledge can figure something out to get some more interest alive, because it's a fun sport.
All right, no question. I know you guys are having fun and fun together. The Wingfield brothers out of Kenton, Bob, Tom, and Charlie, Limelight Beach, Little Brown Jug Champion in 2014, and working on a mystery, big race at Northfield coming up tomorrow night, and then, of course, hopefully in the Little Brown Jug on Thursday, September 19th. We'll track his progress, and the trainer of Working on a Mystery, Brian Brown, and the driver, one of the best in the country, Tim Tietrich. That's a nice combination to have on Working Out a Mystery. Wingfield Brothers, appreciate your time. Thanks very much, and good luck.
Well, thanks for having us.
The Wingfield Brothers, that's Bob, Tom, and Charlie. Charlie's been in the business for a half a century. How about that? And Bob and Tom have been with it since 2012, but they are enjoying huge success. But more importantly, they're enjoying brotherhood, enjoying family. They're doing it together. Let's do our latest fan sports flash.